The leadership of Gloria Vale is publicly repenting, issuing a statement apologising for failing to protect sex abuse victims and exploited workers. A landmark court decision recently ruled that three former residents of the commune were employees from age six, doing strenuous, difficult and sometimes dangerous work, all unpaid. And several members of the reclusive West Coast Christian community have been convicted of sexually abusing children. Today's statement, attributed to Gloria Vale's current leadership, also calls for any leavers who are harmed in the commune to come forward. And joining us now is Daniel Pilgrim, who took an employment court case against Gloria Vale and won. Kia ora, Daniel. What do you make of the apology today?
Hey, g'day. yeah, like, it's a great start, and I think like there definitely seems to be some, a desire now to start changing things. But yeah, I think I would personally say that the leaders themselves are not capable of making enough of the changes themselves, and so it needs to be taken out of their hands, really.
So do you think it's genuine?
Yes, a lot of it is. I don't agree with all of their statements, obviously, about everything historic and present, you know, that have gone on, and also they make out some of their changes. A lot of the things they made out in that apology were, they were saying these are changes that, you know, we've made in the last few years. Some of them have been made since the court ruling.
Yeah, so basically in their statement, they apologise, but, well, infer that they've cleaned up their act. None of the things that have been highlighted are still happening. So how would you describe your level of confidence that things have improved and improved greatly?
So what we've seen over the years is the only changes that have ever been made there have come about from external pressures. And so what the way I see this is they're basically putting their hand up saying, we're sorting it out and leave it to us. And I don't think that's going to be wise. You know, like, sure, they're genuine, but all of those things have come from all the changes that have been made are from external pressures and on every level. And so, you know, there needs to be transparency, there needs to be government involvement on just what's going on. Like, you can't just leave it with the leaders to make those changes because they're not able to, in my opinion.
So, if not the leaders, you're saying some government intervention, but who should drive the change? Or does this community need to be broken up?
No, like, I really don't know where to start, to be honest, but I wouldn't say breaking it up at this point is going to be the best course of action, but there definitely needs to be involvement. And one thing that they didn't address at all in their apology, which is sort of more central to this employment case that's just gone through, is there are people currently in there, you know, like my best friend who's my age has the exact same set of facts as me. So he is an employee. He's now worked 6 years full-time in there, and he worked today. You know, he's doing long hours, 6.5 days a week, and he's still working every day, and that hasn't been addressed. So I'm really hoping that can be addressed, you know, and they didn't actually mention that at all, which is really what the case was about.
Without pay, Daniel, you mean?
Yes, yeah, he's still working in there without pay every day.
The statement says that they are going to support people who decide to leave. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think they don't really understand the real world. And so I was just having this conversation at home. They view $1,000 as heaps of money. And so they've, even now, if they think, oh, we're really helping this person out, we're going to send them away with $3,000. That's not going to actually cut it. Like, that doesn't go very far, especially not if they've worked there 20 years, you know. So there needs to be some involvement in that as well.
Have you heard from anyone from within the community, and I mean the leadership, since you won your case to directly apologise to you and to discuss where to from here?
No, not at all.
And what do you think of that?
it doesn't surprise me, to be honest. Last time I was on the phone with one of the leaders, it was I'd gone over to see my grandma, and he told me I was never welcome back over there. So that's where they left it with me.
And do you think that that attitude has changed at all, even though they state that they're prepared to talk to leavers and assist them? Do you have faith in that?
Not really. On an individual level, maybe, but there's definitely a lot of people in power over there that I wouldn't put faith in that regard at all.
I note that they're also inviting leavers who may have been abused or disadvantaged while living in the community to come forward and speak to them directly. I mean, how comfortable would you be doing that, given your experience?
Yeah, I probably just wouldn't go there, but because I don't see that they would be able to help me in any way. But, I mean, I think like that's great. If there are leavers that want to do that, good for them.
Thank you for speaking to us this evening. That is Daniel Pilgrim, who was one of the three who took that successful employment case against Gloria Vale. They were deemed to be workers, unpaid at that.